So we may talk all about new habits in tons of episodes, hobbies, all of that. You may be hearing it on your social media, or you just have something in your life that you want to implement, whether it be something you want to explore, like a new passion, if you're trying out maybe a new workout split, maybe you're working on adding in different nutrition habits, spending more time with yourself, being kinder to yourself. All of these require a little bit of consistency once they come into play. So this episode is full of my favorite tips for staying consistent, but also being kind to yourself, because I feel like not a lot, but there is a side of like self-development, the self-development world, I would say, that's a little harsh when it comes to the ideas of consistency and what you hear when you're a kid, and it's almost like drill sergeant-y. So these are a little nicer, but these actually work. I'm going to be giving you mindset shifts, different new perspectives to offer, as well as actionable tips to help you with your journey, whatever that may be. So we have 7 tips in this episode today, and I'm so excited to jump right into it. Welcome back to the Happy Hippie Podcast. This is the show that explores all the ways that we can add more happiness into your life, mind, body, and soul holistically. We talk about fitness, nutrition, wellness, girl talk, yoga, astrology, all of it. You can learn new habits, have healthy reminders, learn recipes, and more. We basically talk about all the things that are actually going to change your life. I am your host, Amanda McCormack. I am a registered yoga teacher, certified personal trainer, a nutrition coach, a women's coaching specialist, a content creator, a photographer. I wear many hats, but I'm exploring what makes me happy, and that's what I want to open you up to, too. So if you're new here, welcome. Join us each week for new topics, meditations, guest interviews, so that you can start living your best life. You can keep up to date with everything on the podcast on Instagram at Happy Holistic Hippie. Let's get into the episode. So the first thing I'm sharing is actually a little tidbit that I shared on my Instagram story this week. It kind of loosely inspired this episode, but it's something that I've been keeping with me. I find it is something that puts me in a place, but in a good way. It doesn't make me feel bad about anything, because a lot of the times when it comes to being consistent with habits or new things, we have this self-shame, self-guilt kind of spiral that we go into. So this is something that just reminds me of what I'm working towards, or it reminds me of who I want to be, or brings me back to like the version of me that I want to be in this moment, you know? So it's this phrase that I kind of lean on. And the phrase is, change happens when you take a different action. Because in general, change is just responding differently to the same circumstances. That's the definition of it. And sometimes I think it's good to break things down into a literal sense, because it like really reminds you that, wow, all it does take is something really small, really tiny to be pivotal, you know? That's what the whole book Atomic Habits is about. But again, change happens when you just take a different action to the same thing that's coming up every day. So you can even reflect with this statement and think about things that you might be getting quote unquote tired of during your day. For me, I use this hack because I go through phases where when I'm traveling, because I usually have a lot of jet lag when I go back and forth between New York and Hawaii, it's like a 6-hour difference. And I find it's hard being in New York sometimes that I get jet lagged basically. And I'd be taking naps, or it's hard for me to do a lot of activities back to back. Sometimes I get overwhelmed, and my like way to cope with that is to like lay down and just kind of like freeze. So whenever I find myself laying down for like too long or starting to scroll on my phone, every day when that happens, sometimes it feels like something that I want to change. And that's just a pattern that I've had over the past few years. I go in and out of it, but I've been using this statement to help me with it, which is change happens when I just take a different action. So when I literally lay down and I'm scrolling on my phone for like a little too long, or if I see myself laying down and getting ready to scroll on my phone, I repeat the phrase, change happens when you just take a different action. And it's like, if I want to change my habits, I need to just choose to do something else right now. So maybe instead of scrolling, what I've actually been doing is a lot of Duolingo, because it feels like a game and I'm on my phone and I'm still getting like some stimulation, I guess, mentally, but I'm doing something quote unquote like lazy productive. Like I get to lay on my bed and still go on my phone, but I'm doing something that's actually helping me towards a goal. Not everything has to be like that. Yes, you can have rest and deserve things like that. But for me personally, it's just a habit I was trying to break, which is laying in my bed and going on my phone for longer than I would like. And I'm telling you, for the past like few weeks, I've been using this, like it's been kicking my booty. Like I lay down and I go, I pick up the phone and I open the app and I'm like, well, if I'm not posting on this app, I shouldn't go on it right now. I can scroll later if I want to, but right now, considering all the stuff I have to do, want to do, want to just enjoy in the day, this is going to take away from it. So knowing that the change will happen when I take a different action, even if it's super small, even if I'm literally laying in the same spot, still doing the action of being on my phone, but doing something different, that's what's going to kind of start to turn the wheels in my change of habit. So you can take it on many different levels. I feel sometimes when I'm in a rut, when I can't get myself to exercise or move my body, and I repeat that, it kind of does help me. It helps motivate me because it's not making me feel bad for not doing the thing I want to do or making me feel unaligned, quote unquote, with the person I am. But it helps me remind myself of what my values, like what I stand for, like your values in life, whatever that may be. If you value your health, if you value freedom, if you value whatever, financial safety, reminding yourself of what those values are and reminding yourself that when you do it, if you're in some sort of rut or if you're in, I don't have the exact phrase for it, but if you just want to make something change, if there's something that's happening consistently over and over again and you're a little tired of it, think about how you can look at that situation and take a different action. Even if it's small, it can be a big action, but just remembering that change happens when you choose to take a different course. For tip number two, I'm bringing back a nice goodie from last week's episode because it stands true. It really does. Visualizing what your higher self would do in situations does help me, again, anchor back down to what I want to do in life, what I want to enjoy, who I am at my essence, and remembering that the higher version of me, whatever that may be, you can have a whole journaling session where you write out this higher version. And if you didn't listen to last week's episode, what your higher version of yourself is, it's basically the version of yourself that is doing the things that you want to do, accumulating the things that you want to accumulate, but from a soul perspective, it's just the version of you that doesn't have any earthly traumas or like lessons to go through. That person just is calm and centered in themselves. They, for example, with me, let's say I get overwhelmed easily and sometimes I have trouble speaking up. Those are like my two my two things I'm working through in life at the moment. My higher self doesn't have those issues because that's my soul self. That's not the version of me that's like on earth going through these little like trials and tribulations, whatever you want to call it. This is the version of me that is just like, she knows who she is. Like, she's confident. Like, she understands that she can pause and breathe, and she has whatever, the dream job, the situation, the place she lives, whatever it is. You can write a little life up for your higher self if you'd like, but I like to tune into that version of me because when I want to stay consistent with a hobby or something or a habit, I remember what my higher self is. Again, it's kind of the same thing with the values. I just remember like who my higher self is and what would she do? Like literally asking myself that question and being like, well, if she's somebody that has good communication skills, then even though I don't want to call right now, it might be good to call and talk to this person, make this business transaction, whatever it is, and speak up. Even though I'm a little uncomfortable on the phone, I really don't love talking on the phone. I like freak the fuck out. But I'm like a texter. I like emailing and text. But if I have to talk on the phone, I will. But an example is remembering that my higher self, like, she is not afraid to talk on the phone. She will speak on the phone. She will communicate her needs. She'll actively listen to people. So I'm going to tap into that version of myself and kind of call her in right now so that I can get this task done or I can do this thing I need to do. So I love using the example of visualizing your higher self, tapping into your higher self. You can even close your eyes and maybe like get into a meditation for just like 1 minute. Just kind of sit there and ask yourself literally what would she do. The last episode I used the example of in the mornings, setting your day up for success and happiness by closing your eyes for a moment and just visualizing what that person, that higher self of you, would do during this day. What would be the actions that that person would take that can help align you with that person? You know, if this person has a business, then she's obviously going to put a little bit of time into that business. If this person is someone that prioritizes their health or she's strong, then maybe she will be lifting. And then in turn, that can kind of help you with your habit to get to the gym today, or at least this week, make sure that you do go to the gym. So I really love that example. And I think that those are two things that really help push me, like in a nice way, like propel me and just remind me who I am and what I want in life. Tip number three is being your best friend, your own best friend, and speaking kindly to yourself throughout this process. You can do a little bit of like taking inventory during this day, during the week, or maybe just taking a few moments now, just to notice maybe some of the inner dialogue that we have to ourselves. Like if you're listening to this episode and there's something you're trying to work on and you're trying to almost like force yourself to do it, but again, coming from that place, because a lot of the times things come from intention. Like if our intention is a change, that's good. But if our intention is a change because we hate ourselves or don't like ourselves or can't accept ourselves in this moment, we need to also take time to be kind to ourselves with where we are. A lot of the times, yes, we want to be in a different space, but appreciating where you are now and finding the beauty in it, maybe it seems hard now, but trust me, like I've tried it and I've been working with this mentality for a little bit, and it brings more into your life. When you can accept things as they are now, but also know there's room for growth and change and all that beautiful stuff, but there's also beautiful things you have now, that's when life starts to get a lot more beautiful, because basically you're taking in all the abundance that you have now. You're recognizing all the good things you have now that you might overlook. Does this have to do with speaking kindly to yourself? It does, but I went on a little bit of a tangent. But it's true, because when we notice these beautiful things around us or even in us, like the qualities we possess and how we look and feel, there is a lot of beautiful things happening right now, and you can take inventory on that and appreciate that. But a lot of the times we get caught up in wanting to propel forward or focusing on the version that we're not right now. So just taking time to be your own best friend and literally speak kindly to yourself, because we may not, or you may not think we have a lot of power, but we do have the power to control how we choose to speak to ourselves. Like we actually have control of that. And we also have the power to choose how we speak to others. So this goes into another little lesson, but when people react or do anything to you, you are the one that has the power and the control on how you're going to speak to them as well. So remembering that you can also do that to yourself when you find yourself maybe saying some nasty things about yourself to you. You have the power how you're going to speak to that voice, how you're going to speak to yourself. You don't even have to be mad that those voices are coming up, because that's totally normal. It's part of our experience to have an ego that judges. But just remembering that when you're kind to yourself and when you're your own best friend and you can help set yourself up for success just by being nice to yourself, it just makes life a lot nicer. You can think about love languages, how we act or we want stuff from other people. A lot of the times we want validation, or we're craving for other people to do things for us in our love languages. But thinking about the love languages you have and then almost showering yourself with them is a way that I really like to kind of like be my own best friend and practice self-love and all of that. Because for me, like, I'm trying to think, like, if your love language is like gifts or acts of service, doing those things for yourself, doing like an act of service for yourself, or gifting in some way, because sometimes a gift doesn't have to be material, but you know, turning it around onto yourself and showing yourself that love, showing yourself that you can do that for yourself, I think that really helps strengthen the connection with yourself. Also spending time with yourself, going on, like in the book The Artist Way, it's a big book, right? Probably like 500 pages. And in the first few pages, she says, honestly, I'm going to give you hundreds of activities, hundreds of exercises, but the only two things that I want you to do weekly are the journaling, the free writing journaling pages, which she calls the morning pages, which is just every day, just basically free writing in a journal. And then once a week, taking yourself out on an artist date, which is literally just taking yourself out somewhere that's going to inspire you. It could be your own backyard. And spending time by yourself. You can't bring anybody else. And those are the two things. She goes like, ignore this entire book if you have to, but just focus on these two elements. The morning, basically like the brain dump, just getting all your thoughts out on the paper is going to help you out in life. And then once a week, carving time aside to take yourself out somewhere that's going to inspire you, somewhere that's going to help with that creativity, or just bring peace. It lets you know yourself. When you spend time with yourself, you really get to know yourself more. That is a lesson that I'm so grateful that I've learned probably the past 5 years. I've spent more time just like following my intuition, following my gut feelings, doing the things I want to do, learning boundaries, stop people pleasing a bit, and just spending time with myself. And not every waking moment of my day is that, but I do make time to do that during my week, and it has made a big impact on me and how I've strengthened my relationship with myself. I just start to appreciate the things that I am, that I have, that's what's around me, and it just makes myself kinder to myself, because I can see all the beauty that I have in my soul and on this earth and just as a person, you know? So definitely recommend taking time to spend with yourself, because it will strengthen your relationship with yourself, which will help you out on this journey of consistency. Number four is having options. I feel like when we have any sort of very narrow, restrictive thinking, that's when we get anxious, that's when we get frazzled, that's when we can more like spin out of alignment in a way. Think about it in every area. When we restrict ourselves to certain foods, when we restrict ourselves to just doing a certain routine, we don't like it. Like, as a human, like, we don't want to be doing that, you know? When we restrict ourselves when it comes to, we have to, black or white thinking, it's this or this, it's all or nothing. I either go to the gym 7 days a week or I don't go at all. It's either I go super hard at this or I don't go at all, you know? So it's coming back and finding the fluidity, finding that gray space when it comes to your, whatever you're trying to stay consistent on. So having options is something that I really like, because I think the next step also will, I'll weave into this a little bit more, so I'll come back to that, but having options with what you want to do. So kind of keeping loose. So if your goal is exercise and you can't get to the gym today, instead of beating yourself up on it, you can actually sit there, take a moment to come in within yourself and ask yourself the question, is there something I can do at home, or is this something that my body is actually craving rest? Because either answer is okay. But it's truly sitting with yourself and noticing, like going within and being like, okay, realistically, I want to exercise today and I feel good, but I can't spend the time driving to the gym, getting to the gym, doing the thing and coming back because I have this project due tonight or I have whatever. So it's realistically noticing that today, okay, maybe I can't go to the gym, but I can go for a walk. Or maybe I can even put on one of those like virtual videos where it's like a walk at Hogwarts and you just walk in your bedroom and like watch the video for 30 minutes and you get some exercise. You could do like a 10-minute Pilates, a little 5-minute yoga flow. Whatever it is, the consistency builds when you're continued to do things. So if you can find other options, it's totally fine. But remembering that you have these options, it's going to make you feel better again. We're trying to steer away from feeling bad, feeling almost like self, like critical to ourselves, but also making progress in these goals that we. So I think having options is something that just like opens up and eases that stress a little bit. And that's how the world is. You're not going to be able to control everything. So even if you're doing awesome with, I don't know, packing some protein filled snacks in your lunch bag, and then you get to work and realize that you forgot your protein shake and you're starving and there's a vending machine with some options, it's okay to have the snack, you know? It's, you have to remember like, okay, I can just have the protein tonight. I can make sure that my dinner has a little bit more protein if that's something that you're working towards. You don't have to be, it doesn't have to be the end of the world every time something doesn't work out, because a lot of the times during your week, this is the probability of being alive, like some things won't work out and that's okay. But you always have options. So just remember that. There's always other things you can do. You just gotta get creative with it. Maybe you can even create like a little note page in your phone and just write down tons of options. Think of it maybe like a menu. Like, okay, well, if I can't meditate today, I can do a breathwork practice while I'm on the train, because you can do breathwork really quietly. You can practice breathing in, holding your breath for a few counts, breathing out, doing like a breath of fire in the bathroom. You can do a lot of things that can help add to those elements. You know, if you want to make a section where you can review the different parts of wellness in your life. So again, like nutrition wise, like exercise wise, mindfulness, relationships, whatever it is, and go through your goals in those areas. But also you can just like maybe even web it out. This wasn't even part of the podcast script. I'm just kind of like freeballing it, but you can web out, like you can make a chart where it's like, this is my hobby or my habit or whatever you're working on, and then write down like bonus items underneath it or just in case items, because then you can always have this little list to kind of go back on and be like, okay, well today I can't get to the gym. Okay, well today I can't get grocery shopping. So what can I do here? Just have options. It makes life so much funner and so much easier and nicer for yourself. Now that I mentioned options, this, I feel like this maybe should have been before it, but non-negotiables are something that have actually helped me get things done. My to-do list sometimes get way too big because I have time blindness and I think that I can do so much in a day or even in a week. But I find that when I have 3 non-negotiables, I can actually get them done. When I stay strong and I look at those non-negotiables and I'm like, these are 3 things that have to be done today. They don't always have to be work-focused, self-improvement-focused tasks. It could literally be like editing a photo, which I find fun. Like I love editing pictures, but not like a pet, like pictures for people that I have to send photos to for my job, but just like editing pictures that I want to do because I put them on the back burner or whatever. But the whole thing is, it's having three non-negotiables. Like, three is the best number, I think, because it just helps you actually realistically look at your day and be like, these are three things I'm going to do today. One, move my body. Number two, work on the project that I have to work on. And then number three, make sure I put time aside so that I can either like read or meditate or just have me time. So that can be an example of a day or whatever. And yes, you're going to have a to-do list. Like, you have to go to the dentist, you have to call this person, you have to clock in, you have to do that, whatever. But if you can write down three non-negotiables that you can do, and again, you can scale them up and down to that day, it's just really going to help you stay focused and stay on track with what you need to get done. And again, this is coming from somebody who I have gone through so many different types of to-do lists. Like, I have gone through paper. I've gone through like the iPad planner. At the moment, I use Notion and I use like the notes on my app and I kind of like mix them together. But I've gone through so many different templates and formats and thought that these things would help me or that and that. And at the end of the day, the easiest thing for me to do is just have three non-negotiables that I'm going to do today and write them down in my planner, write them down in my notes app, and then have a to-do list. And the to-do list doesn't necessarily have to totally get checked off, but the non-negotiables do. That's why I want to be really realistic with them. And the non-negotiables, like I said in the last part, which is having options, they're sometimes a little more vague. So for example, like I'll put leg day, but if it doesn't get done, I can totally sub that in for another type of movement if it comes to it, because I stay fluid and open with it at this point, because I went through a period of time where I had non-negotiables and I wasn't checking them off and I was getting really down in the dumps on myself. So it's about being realistic with what they are and knowing that you can swap them out for other things if needs be, okay? So that's how we get things done, but also stay kind to ourselves. Moving on to our last two tips. This tip is something that I'm working on and I just want to share it because I've noticed it's true and it does help me. Giving yourself time to actually get things done is something that when it happens, I feel amazing. And when it doesn't, I've just taken with me the fact that it does work when I do it and that I want to try and do it a little bit more. I don't want to feel bad when I don't give myself enough time. Everything's a lesson. And this is something that I've learned because I feel like sometimes I'll try to cram things in or I'll procrastinate. And I just notice that certain things need time. Or example, like, I don't want to be frazzled or in a frazzled state when I'm doing something, so maybe I should give myself time to get up in the morning or give myself time to drive to the meeting so that when I'm at the meeting I can get things done or whatever it is. I just noticed that when I give myself time, I feel like maybe planning things out the night before, but again, life happens, so always leaving a little bit of wiggle room is kind of the gist of number six on this list. I've noticed when I don't, that's when I find myself in the state of I get frazzled, I don't get things done, and then my to-do list piles up, and then I'm like, oh my god, I'm not doing my hobbies because I'm like pushing aside those things so I can get my tasks done, and I'm not giving myself time to let my habits grow. A lot of the time, it comes down to time in a beautiful way. So whether for me, that be going to bed a little earlier so that I can wake up a little earlier and make time, just leaving the house earlier for when I have to go either do work or meet people or whatever it is. It's allowing yourself the time. And I've just noticed I've been more at peace when I do it. And when I don't do it, I just have taken note to try and do it more. That's what I've learned from it. And my last tip is to basically be a life learner, to keep a learning mindset, a learner mindset whenever. Be open to learning, taking in new things, and just kind of get curious with everything. We don't always know everything. Even sometimes for me, like in the gym, like, yeah, I have like a certification. Yeah, I've spent like years working in and out of gyms and I study stuff and I know it, but I'm always open to learning and listening to things. And I find it so fun to fill yourself and surround yourself with that topic maybe. So if you're trying to, I'm just gonna use the gym for this bullet point example, but if you're trying to improve your strength training, that's something that you're working on, you want to get better at it, you want to just learn more about it, even me, like, I can learn so much more. Even people who have PhDs can learn more, you know? So surrounding yourself maybe with books on the topic or just listening to, I think podcasts are the best thing for like passive learning because you can truly listen to them and take in so much wherever you are. Hence why I'm behind the mic right now. I just feel like it is something that's super great to help support, like it's supporting material sometimes. So if you're trying to implement more herbs into your routine. There's so many herbal podcasts that you can find if you're trying to work. There's literally like morning routine podcasts. Like, you can surround yourself with the topic that you're trying to get into more, because there's so many different things that have it. There's like little courses out there, there's apps, there's so many things, books literally. But I just feel like being open to learning, being open to listen to a topic that maybe you think you know already, finding people to talk about it with. There's Facebook groups, there's Instagram, like little things that you can join. Just surrounding yourself with the material and being open to learning, being open to feedback and criticism in any way, asking people for advice and just hearing what they have to say. You don't have to take everything to heart, but just hearing what others have to say with experience sometimes helps. Maybe you can read a book, like an autobiography of someone who does that or someone that has done it before. You can surround yourself and find so much knowledge out there on these topics. So I just wanted to end with that because I feel like the possibilities are endless and it makes you more excited. Sometimes I feel like when I listen to people talking about something I'm trying to get into or something I'm trying to stay consistent with, I just get more excited about it. It just kind of fills me with joy. So finding those sources, finding those people, finding something that resonates with you or anybody that does will really help you on your journey. And that just about wraps up this week's episode. I kept it short and sweet, but I feel like these were pretty impactful things in my life, and I hope that they can help you out in some way as well. As usual, please follow on Instagram and stay in touch with me. I love to hear from you. So my Instagram is Happy Holistic Hippie. If you have any ideas for the podcast, anything you want to talk about that has to do with consistency or just anything at all, I'm there. I may take a few hours or a day or two to answer because I keep my phone on Do Not Disturb at the moment. That's just something I'm working on, is like being off my phone a little bit more. But I will get back to you. I promise you. Thank you so much for your support. I appreciate every single person listening because you guys rock so much. And again, I hope that you actually get something out of this or just had a pleasant experience with whatever you were doing while you had this on in the background. And feel free to give 5 stars to help out with the podcast. It really does help me because I create everything myself. And you can leave a review if you want, but it's easier just to click the 5-star button. So thank you again for listening and tune in next week. We got some more fun stuff to add happiness into your life.